Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
It isn't always the case, but it's certainly true here, that the meaning of a man's name is the title page of his biography. Shalom means retribution. And we'd be well served to remember the Lord's words, quote, "All who take the sword will perish by the sword," Matthew 26:52. We've already seen that Israel's previous king, Zechariah, had been assassinated. How? Shalom, the son of Jabesh, conspired against him and struck and killed him, 2 Kings 15:10. Now within a few lines we're told, quote, "Menahem, the son of Gadi, went up from Tirzah and struck Shalom, the son of Jabesh, in Samaria, and killed him," verse 14. As to these rulers' longevity, we observe, quote, "Zechariah reigned over Israel in Samaria 6 months," verse 8. But, quote, "Shalom reigned a full month in Samaria," verse 13. Clearly, the life expectancy of Israel's kings wasn't good. I suppose if you're only going to reign 1 month, it better be, quote, a full month. But the lesson here should be as pointed as a sword. Again, our Lord has the right word on the subject, quote, "With what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you," Matthew 7, verse 2. If Shalom's name could be translated payback, then Menachem's name could be rendered pay out. From the Hebrew word nacham, it can be translated to console oneself. And sure enough, that's what Menachem did. His terrible cruelty to others is noted. He not only attacked the men of the city of Tifsah, but, quote, "all the women there who were with child he ripped open," verse 16. Mr. Tough Guy. But when, quote, "Pul, king of Assyria, came against the land," verse 19, "he buckled under, exacted silver from his wealthy citizens, and paid them off." Beware those who are cruel with the vulnerable, but craven with the valiant.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.